Welcome to System Change, Not Climate Change, an Audible course for activists on the climate crisis. This is Episode 2, Emissions 101 of Lesson 1, What is Climate Change? So today we'll be talking about emissions because, well, when it comes to climate change, everyone talks about emissions, from activists to politicians to business people. And everyone should be talking about emissions because emissions are the biggest threat to our planet and its ability to sustain life. Okay, but what are emissions? Let's start there. Emissions are usually those gases that are considered air pollutants. From the word emissions, we also have the verb to emit. We could say, for example, there are emissions coming from the exhaust of that car, or the chimney of that factory is emitting a lot of pollution. Finally, we also use the word emitter, so a car or a factory are emitters, and they emit emissions. Are you with me? Okay, so why do we use the term emissions with regards to climate change? Remember from our previous episode, there are too much greenhouse gases in the atmosphere because of human activity. All those extra greenhouse gases are causing global heating, and global heating is causing climate change. So those extra greenhouse gases fit the definition of air pollution, right? They're harmful to us and the environment, and they come from human activity. Hence, we use the term emissions for the greenhouse gases that are released by human activity into the atmosphere. Okay, now we're ready to dive a bit deeper into emissions with regards to climate change. In the previous episode, I mentioned that there were a number of greenhouse gases naturally found in our atmosphere. But for this episode, we're only interested in the greenhouse gases emitted by human activity into our atmosphere. Now, the overwhelming majority of emissions are just three greenhouse gases. You know the biggest one, right? Carbon dioxide, or CO2, which makes up approximately 3/4, or 74%, of all emissions. Next is methane, sometimes written as CH4, which makes up about 17% of emissions. And then there's nitrous oxide, or N2O, at just over 6% of all emissions. There are also the F, or fluorinated gases, but since they are only around 2% of all emissions, I'm going to leave them out of this course, for time and simplicity's sake. They are important though, and I recommend you doing your own reading on them when you have the chance. Okay, so we have carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide. Let's break them each down, looking at the gas itself and where it comes from, starting with carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is a natural and huge part of the Earth's life cycle. You might have heard of the carbon cycle. Look it up if you haven't. Carbon dioxide is essential for photosynthesis in plants. That's a fancy word for how plants kind of breathe and make their own food. And other living things like us release carbon dioxide when we breathe out. But what are the unnatural sources of carbon dioxide? A source, if you don't know, simply means where something comes from. The unnatural or human sources of carbon dioxide are overwhelmingly activities that involve the burning of fossil fuels. Okay, another bit of climate change language we need to learn. The term fossil fuel is the collective word we use for coal, petroleum or petrol, oil, and natural gas. We use the word fossil because they are old, really, really old. Fossil fuels are in fact naturally formed by the earth and are the remains of dead plants and animals that have been underground for millions of years. This is why they are also considered to be non-renewable. Once we use them up, they are gone. They are called fossil fuels because they can all produce heat energy. So, these fuels can produce energy when they are burned. We often say combusted. And through that process of combustion, they release carbon dioxide. It was actually the discovery of this process which ushered in the Industrial Revolution in the late 1700s, where through the burning of coal, companies started to use steam power and mass-produce metals like iron. This period also coincided with deepening mass inequality, but we'll hopefully come back to that in Lesson 2. For now, it is important to note that the Industrial Revolution is kind of when climate change began, when significant amounts of emissions were released into the atmosphere, and these all have increased every year since then. That's why you'll often see people talk about pre-industrial levels of greenhouse gases, or pre-1750 levels. Okay, but back to carbon dioxide. So, burning fossil fuels for energy produces carbon dioxide. That rarely explains why most emissions are carbon dioxide. The world uses a lot of energy, and most of the energy still comes from burning fossil fuels. Think about it. There's the energy we need for electricity, for use in homes, businesses, and factories, and in a lot of cold countries, they burn natural gas for heat energy to use in buildings. But don't forget, there's also the energy required for cars and planes through burning petrol and oil. Okay, so that's carbon dioxide. So let's now look at methane, which makes up a significant portion of our emissions and is a very powerful greenhouse gas, meaning it is good at warming the planet. Better than carbon dioxide, actually. Which is, very bad. Like carbon dioxide, methane has a natural cycle in the Earth where it is both released and absorbed by natural processes. But we're talking about climate change. So what are the unnatural processes of emitting methane into the atmosphere? Well, the biggest by far is agriculture, more specifically, livestock agriculture, in particular, the farming of cows. Think about what cows do all day. They eat, and if you eat all day, you also burp, fart, and poo. The grass is not nice to eat. In fact, we couldn't survive on grass even if we liked the taste. Cows can, though, because they have four stomachs, with bacteria that are able to break grass down into nutrients. What are bacteria, you might ask? They are the tiny little living things found all over the world that we can't see. They can be harmful, but also helpful. In fact, we can't survive without them. All of you have bacteria in your stomachs right now, helping you digest your food. But when bacteria help cows digest grass, they can produce methane, which is eventually released into the atmosphere when the cows fart and poo, which they do all the time because they eat all day. This example of dangerous amounts of methane being emitted into the atmosphere is why people often say they're vegetarian for environmental reasons. The food system that we have today produces so much meat for restaurants like McDonald's or Burger King that there are simply too many cows crammed into, and it must be mentioned, horrific farms. These have often been built on land that used to be forest or natural grassland. And what do forests and grasslands do? Right, they absorb carbon dioxide. That's why the expansion of not just livestock agriculture, but also all commercial agriculture, is tied to climate change through the destruction of nature, which usually absorbs carbon dioxide. I hope you noticed that the word system popped up there. Starting to see what we mean by system change? So, in summary, methane comes from agriculture, primarily the mass production of meat, but also rice. Methane is also released from some processes of burning natural gas, and a little bit also comes from our landfills, where most of our garbage goes. When that garbage is food waste, that food is broken down by bacteria and releases methane. Finally, we have to talk about nitrous oxide. Nitrous oxide is the least important of the three gases today, but its emissions continue to rise, mostly again through industrial agriculture. Industrial agriculture uses a lot of solid nitrogen in fertilizers for crops, which eventually is broken down into gaseous nitrous oxide. And again, manure from cows is another source of nitrous oxide emissions, especially in factory farms. Nitrogen and phosphorus fertilizers are incredibly damaging to the environment, not just because of nitrous oxide, but again, we'll come to this later in the course. So hopefully that covers what emissions are. In summary, they are the greenhouse gases released from human activity. They are overwhelmingly carbon dioxide, some methane, and a bit of nitrous oxide. The burning of fossil fuels is the largest source of these emissions, particularly of carbon dioxide. This primarily happens in the energy sector for producing electricity and heat, and through the transportation sector through the burning of petrol and oil. Finally, we also covered how our industrial food system emits vast amounts of methane and nitrous oxide, particularly through massive livestock farming. Before we end the episode, I'd like to introduce another fancy word for you, which you might soon read or hear in relation to emissions. The word is anthropogenic. Again, anthropogenic. Do any of you know this word? Perhaps you've heard of anthropology, the study of humans, human behavior, and societies. So when you hear the word anthro, it refers to humans in some way, and anthropogenic refers to something from human activity. So we might say emissions are anthropogenic, or emissions come from anthropogenic sources. So, until the next episode, please remember that question I posed to you in the previous episode. Why do many climate justice activists reject the statement that climate change is caused by human activity? It might seem contradictory to everything I've just said, but maybe some of you are starting to guess why.